All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Can we get the guy on the phone? Where are you calling from, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm in Corona.
You're in Corona?
Yes, sir.
All right, now the Million Mom March was yesterday in Washington, D.C., and we had one in Los Angeles, as I'm sure many cities around the country. And if you're on a cordless phone, you need to get closer to the base, sir. The Million Mom March was in Washington, D.C., and varying reports on the size, but I would say that it was a resounding success. You get 500,000 people anywhere, it's big news. Some people said about 750,000 people were out there. There was one in L.A. of about 7,000 people on the west side and near downtown. Where were you, sir?
Phil, I was caught in... downtown Los Angeles. I was near the Union Station.
You were near Union Station downtown?
On Olivera Street.
Near Olivera Street. What happened?
Well, I got caught up in this thing. I tried to talk to a police officer, but I got back my family, but I took my family, we live in Corona, and I took my family to L.A. this past weekend for a drive, just on Mother's Day drive, and I had parked the car at Union Station, and I walked. I wanted to get some film over in Olivera Street, because they had a film kiosk over on Olivera Street.
So you had driven the family into L.A. just for the day, huh?
That's correct. I'll come in for Mother's Day.
So it was a Mother's Day drive with how many kids? You got two kids?
I have two children, yes, sir.
And your wife?
And my wife was with me. I had parked it over at Union Station. I wanted to get some film at a kiosk on Olivera Street, which is a very historic part of L.A., and we wanted to get some pictures, and I saw the film. I went over to see and to get some of film, and I was trying to get across the street, and I got caught up in the Million Woman Parade that was going by. Well, they told me it was the Million Woman Parade going by. And
all right, you parked your car at Union Station. You're trying to get across the street to Olivera Street, and the Million Woman March was going by. Now, this obviously weren't a million women out there, huh?
Well, there was a substantial number of women out there. There was, they said later on, about 7,000 women, but I was trying to get across the street. I got swept along, and anyway, I was swept along for about three blocks, and I tell you, I got into a little bit of a panic, and I just want to say right now, I want to thank, first of all, a bystander who pulled me free. His name is Tim Jessup, and he lives in Northridge, California. I want to thank him very much. He and his family, they pulled me free. I also want to thank a security guard, didn't even get his name, who also pulled me free, and I want to thank them so very much. It was a very, very difficult thing.
Sir, you say that you were caught, you were trying to go across the street to get film, and you got caught in the middle of these marchers, and you were swept along for three blocks?
I was in the middle, I almost panicked, too. I remember being scared, but I remember telling myself, it's going to be all right. Steve, try to take some deep breaths, it's going to be all right. In the middle of the march, I got one of the signs was put in my hand, and I wrote down what the sign said. If you give me a moment, sir, I can get the sign.
This was a sign that one of the marchers gave you?
It was just put into my hand. Proud mom. It said something like a proud to be a mom against guns.
All right, so the sign that was put into your hands. So here you are going across the street to a film kiosk on Olivera Street. You get caught up in the million. How did you figure you're going to get across the street?
They were on me before I knew it. It was relatively small. I don't know. It was relatively clear, and I didn't think there was anybody around, and I was going to cross the street. The light was green, and they just come on me. And I want to thank again the man who pulled me free and also... Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Are you okay?
It was pretty tough.
All right, we are talking to a man from Corona. His name is Stephen Bozell. He was with his family in downtown Los Angeles yesterday. They were going to, just taking a drive, they were going over to Olivera Street, which is a very historic part of L.A. It's the old Spanish part of Los Angeles, and also going by Union Station. He was going across the street to get some film, and apparently the Million Woman March was coming by. He got caught up in the parade of marchers and was swept along, you say, Mr. Bozell, about three blocks?
I estimate about three blocks, yes, sir. The sign I got put in my hand is proud to be a mom against guns. I framed my notes, and I was swept along, and all these women are pawing at me and shouting and everything, and they were yelling and blowing whistles. And I have to tell you, and I knock on wood, that I was never drafted into the Vietnam, but that experience was as close to hell as I ever want to get. They started to turn the corner at Cesar Chavez, and that's when I was able to bust free. And again, I will thank, and I thank God, first person I want to thank, of course, is God on high. And I will thank Tim Jessup at Northridge and the security guard. Pull me free.
All right, the security guard and this Mr. Jessup pulled you free from the crowd. How did they, were you in obvious distress?
I was waving my arms. I was waving my arms trying to get out because I was the only man. There were other men there, but I was the only man in visible distress trying to get out. But you can well imagine there were 7,000 people sweeping you along, all blowing whistles and shouting. I made my way back to my car still carrying the sign because there was nowhere for me to put it in the trash can.
I understand. So you still are holding onto the sign?
That's correct. And as I approach the car, and I want you to imagine this, that I am dizzy, I'm nauseous, I'm disoriented, I am sweating, and as I approach the car, I hear my very own children, my own flesh and blood, laughing at me. And I heard my son say, "Hey, Dad, happy Mother's Day, and Daddy, you're my mommy. And did you enjoy your march, Mom?" And asked me, do I need to go and have hormone shots? Because maybe I'm now female.
This is all being said to you by your children?
All being said to me by my children. And they also said to my wife, "Mommy, do I have two mommies now?" All of this happened within the span of about, I would say, I would give it 5 to 10 minutes. But it did not stop as we drove immediately back to Corona because I was completely shaken. I had been shaken by the experience. I was nauseous. I was disoriented.
Have you been under a doctor's treatment?
I did visit my doctor today, yes. And he gave me some pills for the nausea and for the disorientation. But
What is it that you've contacted your attorney about, and what is it that you contacted the news organizations about, basically?
The first thing I want to say is the Million Women's March caused, I got sucked up into it, not through any fault of my own. And the Million Women's March, I am against that because I'm pro-gun. I'm not anti-gun, and yet I was sucked up into it. At the time I was in the Million Women's March, I was given a sign, and then my children laughed at me because they thought that I was a female or that kind of thing. So I charged the organizers of the Million Women's March of humiliating me in front of my children. I charged the organizers of the Million Women's March of not being sensitive to the fact that I was pro-gun, not anti-gun, and yet I got sucked up into it and given a sign. And I also charged the organizers of the Million Women's March of creating a problem in my home, my marital bed. My wife and I made love last night, and she, and I was told by my attorney that I could say this on your radio program, sir.
So, what is it?
My wife bit my nipples during lovemaking last night, and she had never done that before, and I believe that she was breastfeeding or otherwise saw me as female.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
Right now, that is what my attorney has told me to say, and he told me not to talk to anybody.
Are you charging that because you were swept up into this Million Women's March, and by the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Are you saying that you are, because you were swept up into this Million Women's March, your children ridiculed you?
My children, when I got back to the car, yes, Mr. Eddie, because I told that also to your producer as well, that when I returned to my car, that the children were laughing.
Now, you have to understand, the folks that are listening right now, this man was trying to cross the street, got swept up in a group of people in the Million Women's March in Los Angeles yesterday. Apparently, a sign saying, I'm a mom against guns was thrust into his hand. He was swept along until pulled free from the crowd. He went back to his car. You were nauseated and disoriented. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
He went back to his car nauseated and disoriented, and his children laughed at him and said that, "Are you my mommy now?" Now you're saying that during lovemaking last night, your wife bit your nipples, and she had never done that before.
That is correct.
And now you believe she sees you as motherly, as if she's breastfeeding. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir. And I had told my attorney that, and he had also been in touch with the doctors about it. So
you want people to know about the Million Moms March as a result of this?
That is correct, sir. And I hopefully, and you know, knock on wood, hopefully I would get an apology or something from them. But I guess in this day and age, I guess people are allowed to laugh at you and they don't get sued for or nothing about that, like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Daytona Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to say something to Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to say that you could have just simply passed the sign on to some other person. There's like 7,000 people, you said there.
Yes, but I got swept along in the parade route. I was being literally jostled and swept along. I couldn't get out.
Yes, I understand that, but what was your problem? There was like people next.
I don't have any problem, ma'am. I was trying to get across the street to go to a film kiosk. I wanted to buy film for our camera. As I crossed the street, the Million Women's March had come, or the Million Mom March, come around a corner, and I got caught up in it. I don't know if you've ever been caught in a large crowd of people, but it's very difficult to get out of one once you've been sucked up into it, and that's why Mr. Jessup from Northridge has helped me out.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Well, just say to your son, just to understand to them, I did not do that on purpose, and it wasn't my fault that
No, they were laughing and laughing. You're my mom. You're my mom. Hey, Mom, do I have two mommies? Look, there's my daddy who's in the Million Moms March, making all kinds of fun. Then my wife, you know, I mentioned the lovemaking last night. That was very weird.
Well, you know something? I have to tell you, it's not uncommon for a woman to do that.
My wife had never done that. I don't know about you, but she'd never done that before. And I think it was very feminine, or feminine of her to do that. Or she sees me as too feminine, I should say.
Okay, ma'am, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell from Corona, California, got, as he said, swept up in the Million Mom March, the one that was held in Los Angeles near Olivera Street. Apparently, he couldn't get free of the crowd. When he did, he was holding a sign that said, "I'm a proud mom against guns." His children made fun of him for being a mom. And then he says, making love last night, his wife, and I'm just going to quote him, bit my nipples, and she'd never done that before, and now I believe she sees me as the mom and like she is breastfeeding, end quote. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Thing of where is that coming from, you?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. Speaking with Steve Bozell from Corona, California, who was on his way across the street to get some film at a kiosk on Olivera Street in Los Angeles yesterday. He got caught. You're saying you were crossing, your family's waiting in the car.
Yes, sir.
You're crossing the street. All of a sudden, here comes 7,000 women down the street, and you got, as you put it here to a reporter, you got sucked up into that.
I got basically caught up in the crowd, okay? But what I wanted to mention is, last night when my wife bit my nipples, you know, I'm going, whoa, what's that all about? You know, do you think I'm some kind of, you think I'm female? And she starts patronizing me like she always does.
I don't think that that's unusual, okay? I mean, I just don't. Anyway, Mr. Bozell was caught in a crowd of Million Mom Marchers and got into a panic attack and then was made fun of by his kids because they called him Mom because he was in this Million Mom March. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air, ma'am, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm just calling. I've been listening to this gentleman on the line, and I don't think he's feminine at all by no means. I'm also pro-gun choice, but I don't think he's feminine at all. I just really think he's a wimp, period.
And how does that make me a wimp, ma'am?
Because no one can make you hold a sign.
They put the sign in my hand. The point is that my children, when I come back to the car, my children are saying, "Oh, here comes Mommy. He was in the Million Mommy March."
Right.
I did not go in that march by any choice. I was trying to go across the street. I got sucked up into it.
And how old are your children?
My son Steve Jr. is 12. My daughter Ashley is 9.
So they're old enough to know better. So they were teasing you. Instead of being a man and laughing with them, you're a woman.
Oh, you think that's
crying.
Funny? Do you want to be called a man? You're not a man. You're a woman, right?
That's right. But you know what?
You want to be called a man?
A woman wouldn't be acting as wimpy as you're acting by what happened
with you. If you're one of these feminist lesbian, or not lesbian,
no,
but I'm one of the feminists or whatever, and you hate men, you know, all I want...
I don't hate men.
I want my children to respect me.
Yes.
And what's
I
all
agree.
This...
Women
okay.
Should, yes, okay, I agree,
okay.
But...
Then what's all the nipple biting? What is that supposed to be all about?
You know, maybe that's an intersexual thing that scares you.
How come she's doing that after I was in the Million Mile March?
Do you think that there's a connection between that, your wife biting you there, and the Million Mile March?
Well, what?
That has no connection whatsoever.
How can you be sure?
Well, how can you be sure that you're a man and not just a wimp?
How can you be sure you're a woman and not some
big butch bulldyke?
This is getting a little, the name calling.
Well, she's calling me names. She started
just
it.
One more thing.
She
one
started
thing.
It.
Just one more thing. You're
she
suing,
started it.
Are you suing this women's group?
I didn't say I was suing. I said I want an apology from them.
You want an apology? And if they don't
because I was demasculated by them yesterday, and I was demasculated, and in front of my children.
The only way you can be demasculated is by allowing them to, and that's what you've done.
Well, you don't know anything about it. You weren't there.
Did they have any kind of march, ma'am, in San Antonio yesterday?
No. If they did, I wasn't aware of it.
See, they don't. Yeah, she doesn't know.
All right.
Well, maybe I don't know.
Okay.
And like I said, I am pro-gren, but everyone has a right to voice their own opinion.
You say you were demasculated by this.
Yes, I do. I feel very deeply about it.
All right. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, Inglewood. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, this guy is a real pussy. I mean, he's in the street, and all of a sudden you turn your head, everything's clear, you cross the street, and all of a sudden you're engulfed in all these women.
No, that was coming around the corner. If you know downtown L.A., okay, you go near Cesar Chavez, there's a blind corner there, and all of a sudden I go across the street. All I wanted to do was get some film from...
Let's go to Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a nurse, and the guy that you have there... I have a feeling that he is kind of a wimp himself.
Oh, here we go. All the name calling.
Well, no, I don't mean it in that way. I'm a nurse, and I do know that you might need some psychological counseling.
Why do I need psychological counseling when I got...
I mean, I deal with people like that all the time. And
is there anything odd about the... Yeah.
You know, your wife could have read about it in a woman's magazine. It's predominant in a lot of women's magazines.
Biting a man's nipples?
Spoke to other women about it previously.
Are you supposed to...
And it just happened at that time, and it was a coincidence.
Let me ask you something. Are you supposed to suck on a man's nipples or what?
Hey, listen, my boyfriend loves it.
Okay.
And he's every man I've ever been with loves it.
And have you ever told your boyfriend that he smells like fish? Because
my wife said the same thing to me. I don't think he would, but I know
wait.
Being a nurse.
Hold on for a minute. You said that your wife said you smelled like fish?
That's right.
Did she tell you you smelled like fish?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, then you might have. Did you have fish for dinner?
Well, you know the only people that say that are guys when they're talking about their girlfriends.
Well, no, that's not necessarily. Fish has
good
a
God.
To come out in the pores, honey.
Well,
you need to realize that. Did you have fish for dinner, or had you had fish within 24 hours?
So you're saying that the fish scent could come out in the pores of the skin?
Yes, it can. That's why the Japanese people say we smell bad, and we smell like milk, because then they smell more fishy than we do, because it's
look,
its own stuff.
The only time I ever told anybody that they smelled like a tuna boat was my wife. And she had not been very hygienic.
Okay. The woman asked you a specific question.
You know, we don't need to go there.
Absolutely.
That's kind of rude for you to be talking about your wife like that.
I'm sorry, but you smell. It was like an outhouse going on a tuna boat.
Good God.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. You asked me a specific question.
I don't need the specifics like that, okay? And you know something? If you actually said that to your wife, man.
What?
Yeah,
That she smelled like the outhouse door on a tuna boat? God.
You know, she could have had an infection, and you need to. That's more like a medical thing.
That's absolutely correct. But if a woman,
that's a private thing between you and your wife.
That's right. But she's going to have an infection. She ought to get it cleaned up before I'm sticking my nose around down there.
Oh God.
Reinfect her, honey. That's something you
now you're blaming
realize.
Me. Now
if
you're blaming
a man,
me.
And if you're going to let these women suck you up in a crowd,
now you're blaming me on it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you should have stayed across the street until they passed. And you used a smarter way about it, you know, or got on the phone and called the police while you're at the store.
I couldn't get free.
All right, hold the line. Thank you for calling Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who was in downtown Los Angeles yesterday with his family. He left his car to buy some film at a kiosk across the street from Union Station. As he crossed the street, he got, in his words, caught up in the million mom march that was going on, kind of an ancillary march that we had in Los Angeles yesterday, as many cities have had. He was swept along for three blocks. He had a sign put in his hand that said, "I'm a proud mom against guns." When he was finally pulled free by an unnamed security guard and a guy by the name of Tim Jessup of Northridge, he walked back to his car. His children mocked and made fun of him for being in the Million Mom March. Additionally, his wife bit his nipples during lovemaking last night, which he thinks means that she sees him as motherly. And you say she commented on the fact that you smell like tuna.
That's correct, sir.
Now, your friend that you were in a bar with the other night, is this a good friend of yours?
It's Roy Hutchins, who's a next-door neighbor of mine. And I asked his advice, and I will ask you what you think about his advice. He said that I should fake my... God damn it.
Please watch your language. He said what?
He said that I should fake my own death.
Why?
He said that I am so messed up, I ought to fake my own death and start all over again. And I find that offensive. I find that to be mental cruelty. And I told him that. And he lives next door to me.
And the children painting your toenails with your wife's nail polish is kids being kids, okay?
No, they painted my toenails to say, look at the daddy, he's a girl. Look at daddy, he's a girl. Excuse me?
Okay, nothing. I'm fine. Here's Huntington Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so tired of these whiny people filing these frivolous lawsuits.
I'm not filing any lawsuit. I want an apology from the Million Mom March organizers that
I think you had psychological problems well before the Million Mom March.
If you had a friend of yours say to you that you should fake your own death and start all over again.
You know, if you were so humiliated and so distraught over this, why are you on radio announcing it to the world?
Because I want the Million Mom March organizers to know what I went through yesterday at Olivera Street in Los Angeles, California.
Well, you can do that without going on the radio.
Well, you tell me where. Who do I talk to? Because these people are ducking me.
Well, sounds like your wife might need to be in counseling, too, for the things that she's saying to you.
Excuse me, what? Do you have some kind of degree in psychological...
No, I do court reporting, and I'm around a lot of psych claims where they're claiming psychiatric.
Do you think
injury.
This guy is a psych case?
Oh, I'm a psych case, am I?
He's a psych case.
I am.
And his mom is, his wife is telling him he smells like fish?
Ma'am, what
she's nice.
She's saying
where'd
to me, I smell like a woman.
Okay, that's not necessarily right. She needs help, too?
She needs help, too.
All right, well, she...
You don't say things like that.
The other caller said that she was... that perhaps you had fish for dinner.
She's telling me I smell like fish, and she's biting my nipples. As far
I feel
as
like this is candid phone.
Ma'am, I'll tell you what. As far as I'm concerned, I think that my wife owes... Not my wife owes me, but the Million Mom March owes me an apology because of the psychological stress that I've been through and my friend telling me that I should fake my own death.
Your friend says you ought to fake your own death so that you can start your life all over again?
Yeah, he says that that's how messed up I am.
Just go ahead and blow your brain, fake your own death, and come back as somebody else, huh? All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but that sounded funny to me. Lyons, Kansas, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, that guy there, if he's going to have respect from his wife, he probably needs to respect her a little bit.
I didn't do nothing against her.
I'm sorry?
I didn't do nothing against her.
Well, you're telling her she smells like tuna now.
No, she told me.
My wife said that, she slapped me.
She told me that I smelled like fish.
Well,
but you said that you told her.
I did one time, yes.
Well, what comes around goes around, bud.
Wait a second. Where does she get out telling me I smell like tuna?
Didn't you tell her that?
That's because she's a woman.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Buddy, I don't know how many women you've been around. You know as well as I do on a hot day at the fish market.
We don't need to talk about this, okay?
The guy asked me a question, that's all.
I just think that you let it bother you too much, and if your kids are a problem, maybe you need to take care of that at home, because they don't...
How come they calling me a girl?
If they're going to make fun of you, then, then you're just much of a father to them.
What would you do if you wake up and your kids painted your nails?
Well, I'd probably give them a good spanking, talk with them, because, you know, show them the right way of be. I mean, you're obviously not setting an example for them.
My wife
coming on national radio griping because you got caught in a bunch of women.
Well, you know what? I don't think I'd spank a kid. If they paint your toenails, it's a fun thing that kids do, okay? But for you to tell your wife she smelled...
All I said with my wife is I asked her if someone had opened a can of Albacore, where are the crackers? That's all I said. That
well,
I tried
that's
to make...
disrespectful. What comes around goes around. I guess that's all I got to say.
Well, I disagree.
If you can't be any more of a man than that, then... I guess you're just a puss.
What's unmanly about saying, where's the crackers? I mean, all
but
she's got...
Look, more respectful.
Well, respectful, I mean, she's the one who should take a douche.
Okay.
Well, he's...
Man.
I'm so very sorry, but nobody seems to want to take my side. Everybody wants to see my wife.
Well, why don't you just shut up about what your wife smells like, okay? Shut up about that. And your friend who said you ought to fake your own death, maybe he's got something.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's all I got to say.
Oh, thanks a whole lot for that.
I mean, the guy thinks you ought to fake your own death and start all over again, man, because you've got big problems, you know? You're talking about your wife smelling this way, and she's biting your nipples, and buddy, either that or go to a psychiatrist, okay?
You recommended a psychiatric, or I can't pronounce it, psychiatric.
Psychiatric.
Psychiatric. That I go to a psychiatric person, and then what will that do?
What will that do? It'll have the gun. It'll help you.
Sir, I don't want to be laughed at. I mean, I can be laughed at by my own kids. I don't need for you.
What will that do is you can figure out what the hell is wrong, man, that you're so bent out of shape over the Million Mom March and the fact that you got sucked up into it.
Will I get rid of the fishbowl or what? I mean...
By going to a psychiatrist? Yes, you probably will. Here is Chula Vista on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Chula Vista, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Phil?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I'm sorry that, you know, people are calling you wimps and everything else like that. But I can understand, like, your wife trying to turn the whole little tuna thing on you. I mean, I hate it when my boyfriend does it to me. I mean, I don't like it. It's disrespectful. It just makes you feel really bad inside. And then about your kids making fun of you, I mean, I think it was just a heartless thing. It's like when you go to an overnighter and kids, you know, stick shaving cream on each other's noses. It's not anything to be hurtful about.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And about, you know, your friend, too, because, I mean...
Although, if your boyfriend tells you that you smell like tuna...
I slap him.
You should take a douche every now and again. I mean, seriously.
I smack his hand. I mean,
oh, come on. God. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think this thing has just gotten bizarre. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't understand this guy. I mean, he must have amazingly low self-esteem. If
I got
were
some
in Los
low self-esteem. All I wanted to do was go get myself some film, and I got sucked into the million
well,
mom.
Listen, I have marched in marches in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I can't, I just don't understand being sucked into a march. Nobody's ever put a sign in my hand and forced me to carry a sign, and nobody's forced me to go three blocks where I wasn't man enough to get out of the parade.
How do you know? Because you were in those marches because you wanted to be, right?
I've been in them enough to know how to get out of them. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Have you ever been in a march you didn't want to be in?
Pardon?
No. Have you ever been in a march that you didn't want to be in? No. So you don't know how crowds work and how crowds operate, especially when you go into a panic attack.
Do you have some
right.
kind of a,
well,
a phobia of being...
That, but,
do you have some? Hold on for a minute. Do you have some kind of a phobia, Mr. Bozell, of being around people?
And most of the women in that march were 250 pounds, and you could hurt a damn elephant with them.
I guess you didn't hear my question. Do you have a phobia against being around people?
I like being around people. And I sure don't have no phobia about women, because I'm very healthy, and I love women, and I'm very, you know, I like women. So you can see the whole problem was I got sucked into the Million Mom March. Okay? I'm glad I could help you, sir, in Philadelphia. Have a nice day. Go home to your wife, okay?
Yeah, your kid's 9 and 12?
And before you get home, okay? Bring your wife a little can of FDS or something.
Okay.
This is
All right, sir. Thank you.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That adorable four-year-old who single-handedly transformed your refrigerator into an art gallery? The one with your eyes and his quick wit? The one you'd move mountains for if you could? The one you're gonna serve chicken with no hormones and no steroids because you can? Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
I'm 186.
192.
193.
They all had cholesterol levels over 200.
You see the light personality quiz. Do you prefer A, saving money, or B, tossing it away? Good. Now, do you enjoy...
Is that a phone ringing? Tyson, it's what your family deserves.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So a friend of mine came back from Death Valley with his... He went up to Death Valley for 5 days with his kids, went camping up there. And I said, like, it's in April, it's 95 degrees in the middle of the day. Can you imagine what it's like in Death Valley in July? They went to Death Valley. He went up there with his son and, like, he and his buddy and their three sons. And they had a four-wheel drive Suburban, and they had a four-wheel drive Jeep. Now, get a load of this. So they're off-roading. They go off the main highway, whatever the main highway is through the Death Valley Monument. I don't know what it is. But you are not allowed to light a campfire anywhere within 2 miles of a maintained road in Death Valley. So you've got to go off-road at least 2 miles. So these guys go 16 miles up a canyon, and they're cruising along. And he sees this woman waving from a cave like, hi, how you doing? So he waves back, right? Hey, how you doing? Having fun? Great. So he cruises along. Now he sees a guy running and waving. He says, hey, how you doing? Okay, great. So he doesn't quite get what's going on until he finally sees this guy runs right down into the riverbed in front of him, and he's waving to him. So my friend Garrett pulls over and says, what's up? And the guy says, have you got jumper cables? The guy's 20 miles off of a maintained road, 50 miles from any store where you can buy food or water, in Death Valley. There's a reason why it's called Death Valley. And they're 300 feet below sea level, and this schmuck is out there. He needs a jump. And, you know, we were sitting around talking about this yesterday. I said, don't you think, man, that if you're 50 freaking miles away from anything, that you would start your car up every day and at least run it for a half hour to get the alternator juiced up or whatever? Don't you think that maybe you're not keeping interior lights on, that you're not turning the radio on, that you're just doing everything that you can when you're in Death Valley to make sure that the battery's going to turn, that thing's going to turn over when you want it to? Now, this guy said, you know what, we had enough food. They found him on a Sunday. They were going up this river, this dried-out riverbed. They found him on a Sunday. Guy said, we had enough food for Tuesday. You know? Then I said, well, and then he says he found some other guy. The guy's in a wheelchair. This guy's in a four-wheel drive Suburban or something in a wheelchair. And this dude had some kind of engine trouble. He couldn't get his car started. Like there was vapor lock or something in the fuel line. The guy's in a wheelchair. I said, Garrett, do you realize, man, there'd be at least three bodies up there if it wasn't for you? He goes, yeah, well, you know, what goes around comes around. I said, did the guy offer you money? He goes, he did offer me money, but my feeling is it's what do they call pay forward. You know that new flick that's out? You pay forward. There's a movie, a Matt Damon movie I call Pay Forward, meaning I'm going to do something good for you. The way you pay me back is you do something good for the next poor schmuck that comes along, and you pay it forward. And that's what his whole take on it was. And I, of course, said, you schmuck. No, I didn't say that, so that's very kind of you. But the guy's in Death Valley in a wheelchair. His car isn't starting. Just wheeling his way through the sand. You know, they'd find a chair with bones in it. Bleached bones. Because what are the odds somebody's going to find you up in these canyons where it's, and come the middle of summer, it's 130, 140 degrees. I mean, you're dead. You're dead if you don't, you know, if you don't have any water. You're gone, and that's what these guys... And speaking of that, tequila's going up in price. There's all kinds of bad news. The price of tequila in America is shooting up because the agave cactus is in short supply. Why that is, I don't know, but oh my God, the price of Cuervo's going up 10 to 15%, and I wouldn't drink that stuff on a bet. I wouldn't drink Cuervo if it's the last tequila left on Earth. So it sounds okay. I don't drink the stuff, so I don't care. They say, actually, that Cuervo's okay because they have their own agave meadows or their own agave farm where they grow their own stuff. This is not really big news to anybody other than a guy like Phil Hendry. I do the straight stuff and sometimes with a margarita, but the price of tequila going up is kind of bad. I mean, for some people. And those margaritas just keep them they're getting worse and worse. I don't care if you are putting 1800 in there, okay? I don't want your margarita anymore, man, okay? I don't want to be drinking Kool-Aid. What kind of tequila you use? 1800. Am I supposed to be impressed? Get some other tequila in here. Anything. Julio Blanco, Perfidio, Patron, Hermosillo. I don't care what it is. Some of that moonshine you're drinking down there. Anything but that Cuervo. Which, by the way, Jose Cuervo, according to this, has obviously the largest share of the American market. Cuervo already has raised retail prices slightly in some markets, but then again, other producers have raised their prices too. But what I wanted to get to here, the essential thing is that Jose Cuervo has the lion's share of the American market in tequila. Now, what that tells you, and you know what, maybe this is narrow casting a little bit because either you're a tequila drinker or you're not, but this kind of gives you an idea of America and our taste. Seriously, for the longest time, the United States drank 2/3 of the world's coffee. It was the worst 2/3. It was the crap, the stuff that the Arabs would throw on the ground and walk over and then scoop it up and throw it into bags and send it to us. It was crap. We drink 2/3 of the world's crap coffee, right? Same thing with the tequila. We got probably a pretty good healthy appetite for tequila in America. And guess what? We drink the crap. What is it with Americans? Same with our beer. We do not have particularly good taste in those areas. Beer, tequila, coffee. What else? Well, if you want to get right around down to it, Matt, how about clothing? We're not exactly the best dressed people in the world. And how about some of those hairstyles? Well, in any event, you know what I'm trying to say. I love my country, but oh, man, do something with your hair. I love America, dude, but you're wilting my permanent back off. All right, so getting back to Death Valley. So then they went around to some little old mining town or something, had their picture taken there, and then they got the hell out of there, all right? But what the point is that one of their cars broke down. That's how hot, that's how nasty, that's how desolate that even one of their cars busted down. And if this cat didn't have, you'd love these friends of yours that are fully prepared. They've got tools. They have food. They got it all, man. If it wasn't for this one guy, everybody'd be dead. Because he had tools. He had a flashlight. He had tinfoil. Because the guy had vapor lock. Would you know to think of this? The guy's car is cutting out in 95, 100-degree heat, going up a riverbed. It's cutting out. It's intermittent. He looks at the fuel line. And he realizes it's probably vapor lock because it's running over the manifold. He covers the thing up with tinfoil, and they don't have the problem anymore because it kept the heat off the fuel line. Would you think of that? No, you and I'd be a pile of bones out there in the middle of Death Valley. What I'm bringing this to, what I'm leading up to, is I want to do a listener party in the middle of Death Valley. We're going to caravan it up there. 6,000 listeners. And if you find us alive, you can join us. Get a couple of bands and, you know, forget about Moody Blues at Red Rock or any of that crap. We got somebody live in Death Valley. How about Rush, Mike? How about Foo Fighters? How about we not? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.